WDIY Headline News. U.S. Representative Susan Wild held a news conference outside a Southside post office in Bethlehem, calling attention to the need for funding of the Postal Service and talk about reversing recent changes that could affect its efficiency.
Thank you all for being here today as we bring attention to what I consider to be an incredibly important and critical issue for our Postal Service and our local post offices, our local individuals and businesses who all depend on the Postal Service, just like the one right here on the south side of Bethlehem, are a lifeline for our community. And so it's clear that the post offices are something that people have come to rely upon and very much need. We know that we have 630,000 American postal workers, and they have met this unprecedented national crisis with a steady hand, proving that their old motto is truer than ever: bravely risking their own health and well-being to keep our nation connected, making sure that life-saving prescription drugs are reaching patients and seniors on time, delivering Social Security checks, economic impact payments, and tax refunds to folks who need them to make ends meet, ensuring essential supplies make it to our businesses covering Bethlehem Southside, and that your bill payments and your birthday cards to grandma are making it on time. Last year, 1.2 billion prescriptions were delivered through the postal services, including almost 100% of medications from the VA. I spoke with a constituent just this morning who has incurred late fees because of delayed credit card payments. All of them are deeply worried about what will happen if we don't do something to help the post office soon. Inaction is not an option. We must reverse these sweeping new operational changes that weaken the Postal Service, delay these critical deliveries, and according to the Postal Service itself, threaten to deny the ability of eligible Americans to cast their votes through the mail in the upcoming election, putting the very core of our democracy in jeopardy. I am very eager to join my colleagues in the House of Representatives on Saturday this week to vote on the Delivering for America Act and take action to preserve our democracy and the critical services our community relies on. And with that, I would like to welcome Andrew Kubat, president of the Lehigh Valley Area Local American Postal Workers Union, to say a few words.
Good afternoon, everyone. 345 years ago, when Benjamin Franklin created the first post office, it was with a mission to bind the nation together. That mission has become the universal service obligation to provide economical, prompt, and efficient delivery to all Americans. We have done that job for the past 345 years. We will continue to do that job. The American Postal Workers Union is vehemently opposed to any changes that will delay, slow down, or interfere with the delivery of the mail. When you have 70% of veterans receiving their prescriptions through the mail, people who are paying their bills, paying their rent, legal documents, small businesses doing commerce through the mail, these are all things that drive the service. We have 40,000 postal employees nationwide that have been quarantined, 3,000 employees who have contracted the coronavirus, and unfortunately, we've had over 60 deaths from the coronavirus. But as essential employees, the American Postal Workers Union will be there to process the mail, be it the census, ballots, or the card going to a grandmother on her birthday.
Good morning, my name's Angelo Fetter. I represent the letter carriers in Lehigh Valley. The public needs to lighten up on our letter carriers. Stop being abusive to them. We're there for you.
For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.